The next patient is Marie Clausen. The last name is C-L-A-U-S-E-N. Marie, M-A-R-I-E. This is a clinical case of a 71-year-old white female following the practice because of the presence of CKD3B. Period. We think that the CKD is associated to the chronic administration of lithium in the past. Period. The patient has a history of hyperparathyroidism that was treated with parathyroidectomy. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. The patient comes today for a regular follow-up. In the laboratory workup that was done on December the 6th, the creatinine is 1.7. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The estimated GFR is 30 mL per minute. The albumin creatinine ratio is within normal range, 22. The protein creatinine ratio is 185. Which is within normal range. In other words, the patient remains in a stable condition from the kidney point of view. Number two, arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension is under control. The patient blood pressure today is 134 over 87. She claims that it is normal in any other place, including her home. The only place where she gets high blood pressure readings is when she comes to this office. The blood pressure log is satisfactory. Following number hyperlipidemia. In the lipid panel, the cholesterol is 173, HDL 66. LDL is 83. Following number, the patient has a tendency to have anemia. The CBC shows that the hemoglobin is 11.8 and hematocrit is 36. MCV is 99. Following numbers, the patient has a history of herpes simplex, arrested with the administration of acyclovir 800 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, the patient is complaining of low back pain. We are going to prescribe cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams PO, 3 times a day. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy. We invested 8 minutes in the laboratory review, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes. The patient is to be back in 6 months.